Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Praise the Lord, this is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm so glad you could join us today on the Netcast. We're in a little different place today. I went out on our deck, on the back porch deck of my house here, and I don't know if you can hear all the creatures that are out in the woods over here. It's actually quite noisy in one sense, but it's just nature at its best, and I really am enjoying this lovely summer day today. Won't be long before the sun will be coming over the trees, and that'll probably change our lighting a little bit, but I tell you, I'm enjoying this. This is nice, beautiful back here. But I wanted to share a few things with you. I tell you what, I'm recording this on a Sunday, and this morning we had our largest number of listeners ever on Word of Faith Radio. Now that's exciting. We're talking probably quadruple the number that we normally have or have had over the last several years. And so this is really exciting what's going on with Word of Faith Radio. And you can be a big part of it. I'm talking to you that's watching and listening right now. You can tell your friends about Word of Faith Radio, and you can be part of spreading the Word of Faith message around the world through Word of Faith Radio. So tell your friends, send them emails, talk to folks at church, tell them that Word of Faith Radio is at WOFR.org, as it says there on the screen. Send them emails. I'm telling you, folks, we are about to break through on Word of Faith Radio in a powerful way. I mean, quadruple the regular number. That's exciting. Let's quadruple that again and quadruple it again and just keep it going, going, going. Because more than ever, people need to hear the Word of Faith in these last of the last days. Amen? I'm telling you, it's exciting what God is doing. And you are a big part of it and can be an even bigger part of it if you'll just hook up with what God's wanting to do. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, we've been talking about the authority of God's Word, and we're going to continue that message beginning today with the authority of the Word of God. God's Word has to be absolute authority in your life. It has to be number one. Not what the opinion of your friends are. Not even what your opinions are. Opinions don't matter. The Word of God is your ultimate authority. The Word of God is what we need to be not just leaning on, but relying on. You as a believer should see the Word of God as your stable foundation of your life, of your belief. Do you know it doesn't matter what you personally think is important in life? It's not what you think you should be believing. It's what the Word of God says. Amen? That's the key to living a successful Christian life, is that trust, that absolute reliance on the Word of God. Now, we know that Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." And we've talked in years past, and I'm talking about the last 30 plus years that I've been in the ministry, about the Word of Faith message. And we've talked about faith and the importance of faith and living by faith. Well, the whole foundation of your faith is the Word of God. The whole foundation of who you are as a believer is the Word of God. You say, well, yeah, but I have a direct relationship with God and with His Son, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. Well, that's great, but you know what? God gave us His written word as the ultimate foundation of our faith. That's why He says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Got some motorcycles running up and down the road here. Sorry for the noise. But the thing about it is, God's word is the authority in your life. God's word is what you should be basing your life on. God's word is a living thing. His word lives and abides forever. Hallelujah. Now you say, Dr. Bill, why are you talking so much about the word of God? Because there is an attack on the word of God stronger than it has ever been in these days that we're living in. I'm serious. There are more people denigrating the word of God. There are more people diminishing the power and authority of the word of God than ever before. And you know that is Satan's plan. Satan has plots, plans, and schemes. And these plots, plans, and schemes are things that he wants to bring to pass. And his methodology is to question God's word. It's always been his methodology. Think back to Genesis chapter 1. What was the very first thing that he told Eve? He told her, he said, if you eat of this tree, you will be like gods. And God knows that. And you remember what he said? He said, hath God said? He questioned the integrity and authority of the word of God. That's the very first conversation he had with a human being was, hath God said? That's exactly what he's doing today. His method of operation has not changed. His modus operandi has not changed. He is still questioning the word of God. He's still saying, hath God said? You know, all the people today that are talking about, what about same-sex marriage? What about this? What about that? And what does Satan do? He says, well, God created people this way. And you say to them, well, but the Bible says that homosexuality is a sin. The Bible says that it's wrong. And what does Satan do? He has people say, did God say that? Hath God said? See, it's the same attack. It's the same method. And that is getting stronger, and it's happening more and more to more in more situations. Not just in that area, but in every area. God said, I created the world. And the scientists, led and inspired by Satan, say, hath God said? No, the world was created by random particles and dust coming together and random electrical charges and amino acids, and life was created just by chance. Hath God said that he created the earth and people? See, questioning, once again, questioning the integrity of God's word. God's word has ultimate integrity. The book of Psalms says that the word of God is settled forever in heaven. Well, if it's settled forever in heaven, then that's it. It's settled. You know, in the natural world, there's a thinking and a terminology about law where they say it's settled law. You know what that means? Have you ever heard that term, maybe on television? Settled law. That means it has been adjudicated, it has been discussed, it has been argued in a court of law, the Supreme Court has ruled, and it is now settled law. That's the way it is. That's unquestionable any longer. It is settled. Well, the same thing with the Word of God, except 1,000,000,000 quadrillion times so. The Word of God is settled. It is settled truth. It is absolute truth. Jesus said in John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Woo, Hallelujah. The Word of God is truth. The Word of God doesn't just contain truth. Now, of course, it contains truth because it is truth, but it is truth. Hallelujah. Woo. Now we got airplanes flying over. I tell you, it's noisy out here between the animals and the creatures and the planes and the motorcycles. Hallelujah. But I wanted to share this beautiful morning with you. And I'm enjoying it. Like I said, the sun's going to peek over the tree here in a minute. And boom, it's going to be bright out here. But I tell you what, this is an example of exactly what I'm talking about. Those beautiful trees behind me there, and the sun coming up this morning. All of that illustrates the beauty and the complexity of this natural world that God created. God set all this in motion. God's the one that created it. He's the one that set this up. Think about all of these trees. Think about all of these plants, all of these animals and insects and all the things all around me. All of this was created by God. The complexity, the beauty, the just the amazing state of everything here in creation. Could it have been created without a creator? Could it have been set up? My pastor, Pastor Ed Taylor at Faith and Victory Church in Greensboro, he said just last Sunday in the service, he was talking about the fact that God created all of this, that it's not random chance. He said, you know, a lot of people say, well, scientists have created life in a test tube. Well, guess what? Those scientists applied creative intelligence. They put two cells together and there was intelligence behind it. Well, there's intelligence behind this whole creation. All you have to do is go over here to one of these trees and pull a leaf off and look at it and examine it, and you understand there had to be a creative intelligence behind that. That didn't just happen randomly. Think about all these plants, all these animals, everything around us, what we're hearing, what we're seeing, that beautiful blue sky, all of that occurred not because of random chance. It occurred because of our Father God. And the same creative intelligence that put all of this in motion, the same creative intelligence that planned all of this out and spoke it out of His own mouth, light be, and light was. All of that same intelligence chose to write down the Word of God exactly as we have it. And He has supernaturally kept it. He supernaturally protected it. He supernaturally sustained it throughout the ages. A lot of people say, well, Dr. Bell, how can we trust that the Word of God that we have, my good old King James Bible, for instance, that was printed originally and written down originally in 1611, how can I actually believe that that is the pure Word of God? Because God, the same power that created all this that we see, that same power God used to protect and sustain His Word. It is forever settled in heaven. It has absolute authority. It's the absolute foundation. And if you don't keep that primary, uppermost in your mind, then you will fall prey to what Satan's trying to do in these days. What's that, Dr. Bill? He's trying to diminish the authority of the Word of God. He's trying to question the Word of God. He's trying to question whether or not God is involved in the affairs of man. Now, you see, it's like there's two extremes. There's the extreme that God is absolutely in control of everything, and He engineers that everything that happens, whether it's a terrible earthquake or tornado or whatever, all of those things are engineered by God, and He's involved in every single step of the way. And that's really not the case. God set all this up, but then He gave it all over to man. He gave it all over to us. We're the ones that are supposed to be speaking the Word of God and straightening these things out. You know, when Jesus went out on the water, you remember this incident? He went out on the water and he went to sleep in the boat, and there was a big storm, and he told the disciples we're going over to the other side, and the big storm came, and the disciples came and shook him and said, Master, Master, don't you care that we're about to perish? Here you are asleep in the boat. Don't you care? And Jesus said, where's your faith? You guys are supposed to be using your faith. I said, go to the other side. The word that I gave you was go to the other side. So you ought to be going to the other side. Nothing should stop you. But you're the ones that ought to use your faith. He rebuked them. Well, it's the same way today. He's given us authority to use our words and our reliance on God's word to change things. The words coming out of your mouth have the power and authority to change things. Prayer changes things. And God moves by prayer. You say, but Dr. Bill, doesn't he have it all in control? Ultimately, yes, he does have it all in control. But every single thing that happens, see, it's like this. He has a master plan. That's true. But the individual steps along the way, that's up to you. Are you going to be part of the fulfillment of his master plan? Think about this. Just to give you an example. I know some of you are sitting out there going, oh, blah, 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 getting all huffy with me. Now, hold on. Hold on. Let me give you this example. Do you remember when the children of Israel were supposed to go into the promised land? And they rebelled, and they made a golden calf, and they blew it, okay? They just completely blew it. What did God tell Moses? He said, Moses, I'm going to kill them all, and I'm going to start over with you. And your descendants are the ones that are going to go into the promised land. In other words, God had said, I'm going to take my people into the promised land. That was the plan. That was the ultimate plan. But he told Moses, he said, I'm going to kill all them. I'm going to start over with you. Well, that's what he did with, let me back up just a step. He did kill everybody on the earth and save out Noah. And then down the road, he chose Abraham. And he told Abraham, your descendants are the ones I'm going to deal with as my chosen people. Essentially, that incident where he told Abraham, I'm going to start with you and all your descendants are going to be the chosen people of God in the natural. He told Moses he was going to do that with him. And what did Moses do? Moses reminded God of his word and his covenant with his people. He said, Lord, please forgive them and you continue your plan with them. I appreciate that you're going to would be willing to do it with my descendants, but go ahead and do it with them. And God said, okay, all right, I'll do it. But these people that are alive today, they're not going in. It's going to be their descendants. Now, think about that. God was willing to kill all those people because they disobeyed and start over. Did that mean his plan was just wishy-washy? No, his plan, his ultimate sovereign plan was that the children that he set up as his people go into the promised land. But it didn't have to be those individual people. You see what I'm saying? It didn't have to be those people. It could be their descendants. It didn't have to be those people. It could be Moses' children and descendants. He could have started over with them. Well, in the same way today, I want you to think about this. What you choose to do with God and His Word, that's up to you. What God wants to accomplish in your life, using you, He can do with somebody else and still accomplish the overall sovereign plan and goal of God. But are you going to be involved? Amen? I tell you what, you need to listen to a study that I heard recently by Pastor Moore down in Branson, Missouri. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, he preached a message on choice and choosing correctly. Woo, hallelujah. You Choose, I think is the title of his message. And you need to go listen to that at Faith Life Church Branson, Missouri, at his website, and listen to those messages or watch his TV program. Excellent teaching on this very topic that I'm talking about. God's sovereign will compared to your choice. Your choice is involved. You choose to follow God. You choose to obey God. You choose to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord or not. See, there's a lot of people that teach, well, whoever gets born again, that's established, that's set, that can't be changed. Whether you want to be born again or not, it's going to happen to you sovereignly, predestination. No, God did predestine certain things to happen. That's how he wrote it out in his Bible, and we can look at it and see what the end is from the beginning. We know the end of what's going to happen to Satan. We know the end of what's going to happen to the world. But the individual people, you and me, what we do with that and in that and how we're part of that, that's up to us. That's our choice. Do we follow God or do we reject God? Do we accept Jesus Christ or do we reject Jesus Christ? Do we accept the Word of God as absolute truth and authority, or do we reject the Word of God as absolute truth and authority? Those choices are up to us, but the end result is set. It's going to happen. Satan will be defeated. The church will be victorious and a glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. All of that's going to happen, but are you going to be part of it? Are you going to be involved in the plan of God? The plan of God's going to succeed, but are you going to be part of that plan of God that succeeds? Amen. This is serious stuff. Glory to God. This is the kind of thing that you need to be meditating on and thinking about in these last of the last days, because there's stuff going on all around us. There's stuff happening that is just unbelievable in these days. If somebody had told me, even just a few years ago, the kinds of things that we're seeing in the political arena and in the natural world and in the scientific world and even in the Christian world, among churches, the things that are being taught, the things that are being said, the things that people believe, I would have said, you're crazy. That just won't happen. It can't happen in this country. Yet, look at what's happening in this country. And I tell you what, there is a revival going on around the world. There are powerful signs, miracles, and wonders going on in Africa and Nigeria, all over the world. But it's got to happen here in the United States too. How's it going to do that? By us individually choosing to follow God. Us individually choosing to be part of what God has for us. Hallelujah. Are you getting a hold of this? I trust you are. I really do trust you are. Because this is the key. The integrity and authority of God's Word. If we'll believe that, then God will be able to use us. And you will start making choices in your life based on the authority of God's Word. Based on the reality of God's Word. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, we're just about out of time for this broadcast. So I'm going to kind of cut it off here. And we'll pick it up again next time. But I tell you what, the sun is just about to peek over the trees here. It is just so beautiful out here. I am so enjoying this. I just trust you enjoyed joining me out here on my deck behind my house. I tell you, I am so blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I just thank you for your blessings. I thank you for everything that you have done in my life, the lives of the folks that are listening and viewing today. Father God, I thank you for what you're doing by your Holy Spirit. I thank you for moving on the people, speaking to them. I thank you for your authority and your power that's in the Word of God. Hallelujah. God's Word is His power. And Father, we thank you that your Word is the power of God and that it contains within it the very power to cause it to come to pass. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, I trust you enjoyed this today. Come back and join us again. In the meantime, keep telling folks about Word of Faith Radio. I'm telling you, I'm so excited about the number of people we had on this morning. It was an unbelievably high number compared to what it has been, and I'm excited about it. When I say unbelievable, I'm using that colloquially because I do believe it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. It's the truth, and I'm excited about what God's doing. By the way, speakfaith.tv, whoo, going and blowing strong. Hallelujah. You need to join us on the Roku channel, speakfaith.tv. There's some other exciting things that are happening from a technological perspective that I'm going to be sharing with you in probably on the next program for at least a little bit of what's going on that's going to make it even easier for you to see this netcast and other netcasts like it. And that's exciting. I'm going to be telling you more about that. Just whet your appetite a little bit for it now. Now, I'd love for you to write me here at Word of Faith Ministries. Our address, Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213-5213, High Point, North Carolina. The zip code, 27262. Our email address, of course, is drbill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at wfm.org. And, of course, wfm.org, that is our website. And I encourage you to check out wofm.org for more videos, audio teaching, articles, faith articles that we have there, all kinds of things that we want to share with you right there on our website. Praise the Lord. Exciting stuff, praise God. And you can be a big part of it. If you want to become a partner with Word of Faith Ministries, there's information on the website where you can click on Donate to the Ministry, and that'll be a blessing. Praise God. Looks like we timed it just about right. The sun's coming up. It would blind me from looking here into the sun. So I'm going to go ahead and sign off for now. Join us again next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God. The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.